Hey guys, welcome to Fitness Mentor's presentation of the audio explanation answers. This is going to be for chapter 14. And specifically in chapter 14, they kind of mainly just focus on the special populations element of this chapter. So that's why most of the questions are going to be based around those specific special populations. So let's go ahead and look at part one. It says list the special considerations for the senior population in regards to exercise. What type of resistance training system is best for this population? And we give you that answer there. And then it is recommended that most special populations start off in a seated or standing position. And then just another tip, when in doubt about working with special populations, always refer to a doctor for the safe limits of exercise. That's just a good tip to always stand by. But specifically the main question here is list the special considerations for the senior population in regards to exercise. And this can be found right there on page 496 in that chart. But the main things we want you to pull from this is that the senior population, it's recommended that they use a peripheral heart action circuit. Okay, and peripheral heart action, or PHA circuit training, is going to be an upper body exercise followed by a lower body exercise in a circuit. So basically it would be something like a machine chest pressed, followed by a squat to a chair, followed by a machine row, followed by a lunge or something like that, or something maybe a little bit simpler depending on the age of the client. So basically you're alternating upper and lower body exercises in a circuit, and that's always, always, always recommended for seniors and anyone with heart issues, because it does assist the heart in learning how to pump blood throughout the entire body. And it's very tiring if you've ever tried it yourself, alternating from upper body to lower body exercises. And that's because your heart has to pump blood to the upper body, fill all those muscles with blood, and then your heart has to immediately then pump blood to the lower body. So it kind of alternates, and that creates a lot higher demand on the heart, but it's great for conditioning the heart as well. So that's one of the main things for the senior population. And also that you should always start in a seated position and then progress to standing once ready. Depending on the age of the client, depending on the conditioning of the client, seated position is going to be easier than standing. And for safety, you want to make sure that the seated position is typically going to be started with, and then you can progress from there. So there's a few other bullet points that I want you guys to write down on page 496 in that chart. Then just to complete the rest of it, what type of resistance training system is best? We said that, the peripheral heart action system. And then it is recommended that most special populations start off in that seated position. Yeah, we're basically giving you most of the answers there. And then when in doubt, or with any special population, always refer to a doctor. And that's important just because NASM wants you to know that if there's anything that you feel is outside of your scope of practice in general, you always refer to a doctor. But especially with special populations, you don't want to be pushing them beyond what the doctor says is okay. If you have someone that is old and has certain diseases or conditions, you always want to get a doctor's note to see what is recommended. All right, so moving on to part two, it says list the special considerations for the hypertensive population. In what position should exercise be performed? All right, so that's mainly pointing to the chart there on page 504. And it says list the special considerations. So the main thing with the hypertensive or high blood pressure, it means the same thing, population is going to be to avoid really heavy lifting. That's one important thing. The reason why you avoid heavy lifting is because most of the time when you're heavy lifting, you tense up really hard, maybe even hold your breath, which is called the Valsalva maneuver, and that can increase blood pressure, which if somebody already has high blood pressure, increasing their blood pressure further is not safe. So you're trying to avoid anything that would increase their blood pressure. And then also you want to avoid prone or supine exercises, meaning you don't want them lying flat. This exercises should be done in a seated position or standing position, just a vertical position, not lying down prone or definitely not lying down supine. So the reason why you wouldn't want to do a prone or supine exercise is because when you're standing vertically, you're sitting vertically, the heart has to go against gravity to get blood to your brain. When you lie down, the heart no longer has to work against gravity. So for a good 30 seconds to a minute, the heart is still pumping really hard towards the head. until your body adjusts because it recognizes that the pressure can be lower since you're lying down. And during that time, that increases their blood pressure in their brain, which could lead to something like an aneurysm in worst case scenario, which is an exploded artery in the brain, leading to potential death of brain tissue. So yeah, you're avoiding pronospine exercises, especially with someone that is high hypertensive, like meaning 160 over 100 sort of thing, way up there, always seated or standing vertically placed. All right, so yeah, that's the position that exercise should be performed, in a seated or standing position. And there's a few more bullet points. Go ahead and write those down on page 504 from that chart. Part 3, list all the exercise guidelines for women in pregnancy. Okay. And specifically, note that the assessments that you can do, and this is recommended that you do, is the overhead squat. Don't be afraid to do that. And then the duration of exercise should be 5 minutes and then progress. So with any pregnant female, you want to make sure that you don't go beyond what they are comfortable with. So NASM suggests starting with 5 minutes, see how they do, and then you can always continue or stop if it's too much for them. All right. So on page 500, you're going to have the guidelines for women in pregnancy. The main things that we want you to know is that you are going to avoid prone and supine exercises after the first trimester. Okay, so during the first trimester, prone and supine exercises are completely fine. To tell the truth, there's not much difference in exercise for the first trimester. But then after you get past that first 3 months into the fourth month, that's the end of the first trimester, that's when you avoid prone or supine exercises because you don't want them laying on the baby or having the baby be pushing against their spine if they're on their back, sort of thing. All right, reactive training is also not recommended after the first trimester or in the second and third trimesters, you should say. So after 3 months of pregnancy, avoid reactive training. You don't want them jumping up and down, shaking the baby inside because that could cause issues. Yeah, the overhead squat is always recommended, and then start with those 5 minutes of exercise. Those are the main guidelines that we want you to know, and there's a few others that you can write down there too. All right, then it says, part 4, what is the recommended total days per week to perform resistance training for a client with diabetes? What about obesity? And then what is the recommended intensity for cardiorespiratory training for an obese client? So the typical days recommended for obesity and diabetes is actually 1 to 3 days per week of resistance training. So that's actually found on page 502 and I think 503 with diabetes. But basically that sometimes can be a test question as far as what the recommended days of resistance training. Also for people with diabetes and obesity, they can do 5 to 7 days of cardio, though. So, I mean, they can work out cardio-wise all the time. But the resistance training limit to 1 to 3 days, see how they do, see how they feel, that sort of thing. And what is the recommended intensity for cardiovascular training with an obese client? That once again, I think it's right on page 502 in that chart, and it's going to be 40 to 80% of heart rate max for that population, meaning you don't want to exceed much you don't want to get their heart rate too high because they are in special populations. You don't want to go overboard too quickly. All right, so let's go ahead and complete the quiz, and then I look forward to seeing you in the next chapter. We're almost done here, guys. Great work so far. Make sure you score that 80% on the quiz and write down all of these assignments. As you're going to want to have them to review later on down the road. Here we go. Cheers.